Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by two guests. I have the Perry Elementary Principal and Assistant Principal, Ned Menke and Ryan Marzen. Ned and Ryan, thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you for having us.
So first of all, Ryan, I wanted to ask you, are entering your second full year in the Perry School District. What are you looking forward to and what did you think worked well for the first year?
Yeah, that is correct. It'll be my second year here at Perry Elementary School. First off, I was just very fortunate to have a great administration team to be able to lean on, especially when I had a lot of questions, especially Mr. Menke, Mr. Wicks. Being a first-year administrator, you have lots of questions every week, and so just at the end of the school days and before school, just running questions by them, that was just great to have. It's even better to have a great staff. The staff made it really easy for me. With great teaching and just great relationships, they were phenomenal at what they did and made my job a lot easier, and so I learned a lot from them and just great teaching practices here at Perry Elementary.
Now, let's talk about summer school. You guys had a lot of success with that this year, correct?
Yeah, we had our summer school program, and it just finished up here earlier in July. We had great success. Once again, it was another hit here for our community. We had great attendance by the students, and there was a lot of great work and great teaching by our elementary teaching staff. I was very impressed with their targeted interventions and targeted instruction with all the kids. So, I mean, there was lots of great activities. I always like to think summer school's a great time for those teachers. When I was a summer school teacher, it was great to be able to implement those activities that you've always wanted to implement there with a small group. And so for a lot of those teachers, they took advantage of that, became better teachers, but also had some great instruction as well.
Now, any new year is going to come with a little bit of turnover, to be sure. So who are some of the new teachers that we can look forward to at Perry Elementary?
We have four new teachers that we're going to highlight. First one's our new TAG instructor, Rob Reinhardt. Has a lot of teaching experience, and he's coming to us with a lot of creativity. We're very impressed with him this summer, and he seems like he's a really intelligent man, and he's going to really push our TAG students to be better this school year.
Another first-year teacher that we'll have is Miss Miranda Struck. She's coming from Schleswig, Iowa, which is where I used to teach at in Denison. She has a very good personality. I think she's going to do great in our title program. She'll be a Title I reading teacher. She has lots of different ideas on how to implement some reading instruction to the kids, and so we're really excited to have her this year.
Chelsea Everhart's joining us. She's coming over from Norwalk, where she was a middle school teacher. Very knowledgeable about her ELL curriculum. She's going to be great at differentiating instruction for her students. She'll be working in the kindergarten, first, and second grades.
And our last teacher, it's his first year teaching, but he's not new to teaching, is Mr. Sam Elliott. He was our long-term TAG substitute this past year from October-ish all the way throughout the year, and he did a phenomenal job here. So we are very fortunate to have him join us in the fifth grade team. Having another male teacher on that fifth grade team will be great, and Mr. Elliott has great classroom management and great instructional strategies that he implements in his instruction.
All right. Now, one thing that we wanted to definitely mention today is the PBIS program. This is something that is still relatively new, I believe, with the elementary school. And what can you tell me about what's going on with this in this upcoming year?
Well, we're doing what we're calling a PBIS reboot. We've actually been using PBIS now for over 5 years, but we're re-kicking it off here in our professional development with teachers, and that's going to be one of our main focuses throughout the year. What are ways we can positively connect with our students? You know, it always starts with relationships and building relationships with kiddos, not just in the classroom, but out in the hallway, in the lunchroom, out on the playground, and making our school as safe and as comforting of an environment as possible for our kids. And teachers play a huge part of that, as well as administrators, every adult that those kiddos see. And we're just excited to kick it off. We have some experts coming in to help us with our professional development, and we're going to add our own flavor to that presentation as well. And we're excited about it for this next school year.
Absolutely. All right, now moving on here, you are still accepting registration for preschool at the moment, correct?
Yes, that is correct. You know, we've had an influx of preschool registrations here in the past July and early August, so we're very limited availability in our preschool. So if you have not registered your child, please come down to the elementary school and get them registered. We have three great sites, PCDC, Gingerbread House, and as well as our Early Learning Center in our elementary school. But once again, if you have a child that is 4 years old or 5 years old, please bring them to the elementary and get them registered, because we have limited availability as of right now.
Yeah, and really all grades. If there's any kids out there that you're maybe you've just moved to town, or you know of some families that are here, preschool all the way up to fifth grade. Now's the time to get them registered so we can get them on those class lists and make sure that the students have that proper start to the school year that's so important.
Is there a deadline for registration?
There isn't a deadline, so we'll take kids throughout the school year as well. It's just if there are kids that are in town that haven't registered, it sure is great to get them paired up with a teacher so the teacher can prepare for them, have a desk ready and a spot for them. So yeah, just one last push here for registration.
Absolutely. All right, one last thing to talk about here. The open house happens every year. It's always a big deal. So what can you tell me about it?
Yeah, our open house is happening here on August 20 from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Hy-Vee is going to be coming out grilling, and so there will be some food as well as for the students to be able to meet their teachers, see some different programming we have. I've been talking about that with the students, just with some of the first days. We have some different first days that are happening as well. You know, August 23rd, that'll be first through fifth grade. They will be their first day. If you are a kindergarten student, they have a special opportunity where they either come that 26th, either one of those days. With that, it'll be chopped up for them because the kindergarten teacher will have half their class, so they'll be able to build those relationships with those students who might be coming to school for the first time. So that's a great opportunity. And then preschool will be kicking off on the 30th. All three of our sites will kick off that day.
So first grade through fifth grade comes on the 23rd. Kindergarten comes on the 24th, which is a Friday, or that following Monday, and that's kind of a split deal. It really allows those kindergartners to have a nice ease and transition into that school year. It was something we had piloted last year, and it worked really well, so we're excited to do that again this school year.
All right. Well, Ned Mankey and Ryan Marsden from Perry Elementary, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Yeah, a couple shout-outs that I think are important to give out. First off, for that open house, Dallas County Hospital has also done a lot of legwork in getting some things set up for that night, so there's going to be a lot of community connections there. Hy-Vee was mentioned earlier, so it'll be great to have them on board. Tennille Perez and Cherie Edmondson, our administrative assistants in the office, have been just working their tails off all summer to make sure that things are ready. They do a lot of the registration and all sorts of odds and ends around the office. Our cooking staff and lunchroom staff, we had a lot of great turnout all summer for families for breakfast and lunch, so they deserve a shout out. And then also our custodial staff for really, the building's coming around. Things are going to be ready to roll next week, but they've been working really hard to clean carpet and scrub walls, do a little paint and touch up here, wax the floors. So all those things just have to be done. And there's a lot of great people behind the scenes that get us set up for a good school year.
All right. Thank you both so much for joining me, and best of luck with the new school year.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ned Mankey and Ryan Marsden. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.